You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
There's a lot of things that I would actually make infrastructure, not just queso, but jalapeno poppers are infrastructure.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Infrastructure. Can I point out this is the big topic of convo yesterday. Can I point out this tweet from Kirsten Gillibrand? She really was going to town on the whole infrastructure thing, and the memes were amazing. So she tweeted, okay, this is how it started, because the infrastructure bill from Biden. So she tweeted, paid leave is infrastructure. Child care is infrastructure. Caregiving is infrastructure. Yeah. So because everyone's like, well, if we're talking about infrastructure and like what 5% of it is of a a $2 trillion bill is going to infrastructure, where are the other trillions going? And that's what she was trying to say. You can just redefine everything. My friend Ben said brunch is infrastructure. Kendall Jenner is infrastructure. The Snyder Cut is infrastructure. I had said Soylent Green is infrastructure. My dogs are infrastructure. My protein, Kane. Kane, my protein.
Look at that infrastructure.
Look at that. That infrastructure is delicious. Queso is infrastructure. See, if you call everything infrastructure, then it's all infrastructure. Oh, welcome to the Joe Biden School of Politics. So you can, if someone asks you, you know, like, well, why is it that we're spending money? Oh, because that's also infrastructure. It is. And you're racist for saying it's not. Well, apparently roads and bridges are no longer infrastructure. Everything that I want is infrastructure. Everything I don't want is Jim Eagle. Ooh, my gosh. You know, Ron Klain said in 2017 that roads and bridges and water systems, that's what people think of when they think of infrastructure. Those racist roads. Now it's time. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. And again, that's how Larry O'Donnell, whatever the MSNBC guy's name is, the guy who thinks he's Shakespeare. He thinks literally every single one of his broadcasts is like an audition for Shakespeare. He did. Secretary Poot did. And that's correct. He did an interview with the Agria. And he said that, and it's a direct quote. And I'm going to go into Mayor Poot mode. There is racism physically built into American infrastructure. Wow. Yeah. He said, and I quote, well, if you're in Washington, I'm told that the history of the highway is one that was built at the expense of communities of color in the D.C. area. What? And he said, and I quote, there is racism physically built into some of our highways. And that's why the jobs plan has specifically committed to reconnect some of the communities that were divided by these dollars. So see, that's the other thing that they're gearing up. If you disagree that this is all with infrastructure, then you're a racist. Wait, I don't understand here. So he's saying that infrastructure is racist. So the best way to combat this is more infrastructure, right? I mean, roads and bridges were literally built with racism, so we need more of them. Well, he did own 44 buses, Kane. I mean, not him, but his city, right?
That sounds like qualifications. Mm. Is he saying that the new construction is going to be not racist then? Is that what he's saying? The new infrastructure they're thinking of will be not racist, but the current infrastructure is racist? Is that what they're saying?
That's a great question.
Because it's really confusing messaging.
I mean, I also agree that rivers and lakes that we need to get over in some kind of fashion similar to a car are racist.
See, I never adhered to that philosophy for some reason.
I know I'm being reductive, but so are they. So why should I not be reductive when they are, right?
Right.
I mean, why not when you could have fun?
Pointing out the ridiculousness is fun.
He's like the guy who wears a safety helmet to play skee ball at Chuck E. Cheese. That's who Poot is, right? He's not the sharpest tool in the shed. He's not in the shed. He's just like left out in the rain. I don't know. This is all awkward. No, he's saying that apparently only black people live by roads and bridges. Our first house, I had a highway literally in my backyard in Kirkwood, Missouri. Literally in my backyard. Hi, I'm white. I don't know. This is weird. I don't know. Like, why is that a thing? Why can't just build a damn road? I don't know. So this is all a lot more than just basic infrastructure, as you're seeing. I just don't understand why I don't get it. So what is his proposal? To just take away the roads and bridges? I mean, how are you going to, if you think this stuff is racist, I don't know. Like, what is your solution for this? Golly, this is just the dumbest stuff ever. Gosh, we're just getting dumber. We're getting dumber every day. Good night. But brunch is infrastructure. There's a lot of things that I would actually make infrastructure, not just queso, but jalapeno poppers are infrastructure. Right. I mean, margaritas, infrastructure. Telling you, Saint Germain poured into some Prosecco, infrastructure. I love my presidency. Guys, this is what we're going to do. This is infrastructure, okay? Oh, my gosh. This is why aliens don't want a damn thing to do with us. They don't care. They don't want nothing. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Okay, so I'm going to get to the United Airlines thing here coming up, but I have to touch on it now. So United Airlines, everyone, super woke. They are affirming their commitment to training pilots, not based on their ability to fly, but whether or not they have vaginas and what color they are, because that is more important than actual qualifications. This is literally a thing. They were tweeting about this. Quote, our flight deck should reflect the diverse group of people on board our planes every day. That's why we plan for 50% of the 5,000 pilots we train in the next decade to be women or people of color. Learn more and apply now. I am made of remarks on this. Oh, for the love. So, just, you know. Okay. Also, oh my goodness. Let's see. I don't like that one. Let's do this one. Apparently, a medical student questioned microaggressions, and UVA branded him a threat and promptly banished him from campus because Kiernan, and I cannot say his last name, Bataraccia,
his First Amendment lawsuit can proceed according to a court, because he absolutely did take University of Virginia School of Medicine to court. He attended a panel discussion in October of 2018 on the subject of microaggressions. He was dissatisfied with the definition offered by the presenter. He raised his hand. Beverly Cowell Adams was the assistant dean, and she didn't like his question, so he was branded a threat to the university. He was banned from campus, and he's now suing, which he should, because that's insane. That's absolutely crazy. But, you know, used to you be able to ask questions at college campuses. Now you can't. China decides to rattle its saber and act tough and warn Washington not to boycott Winter Olympics. China's government has warned Washington, don't you dare, after the administration said that it was talking with allies about maybe a joint approach to complaints of human rights abuses. Because, you know, China says even though we unleashed a plague upon the world that rocked your economies and ruined lives and killed people, how dare you not come here for the Olympics? I don't think anybody wants to go there for the Olympics. Come on now. United tweeted, our flight deck should reflect the diverse group of people on board our planes every day. That's why we plan for 50% of the 5,000 pilots we train in the next decade to be women or people of color. Well, they also have kids. Why not just have some of your pilots be kids? You bigots. Gosh, they issued a statement that no one asked for about votes. They're trying to get in on the Georgia stuff. Legislation that infringes on the right to vote of fellow Americans. This is wrong. What? So do they require an ID? So, hey, you can just walk on United's planes. They don't GAF. Go ahead. And they got kids flying them. Woo! I mean, that's what I'm understanding here. I love the hiring promises, right? Well, we see that you are a super qualified pilot, but do you have a vagina? Well, what does that matter to flying a plane? Everything.
We got a quota.
Oh, you're gonna have a lot of runway accidents. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. Oh my gosh. But no, I don't know why they need your plane. Just fly people. You get money. You know what? You just give us back our bailout. How about that? How much money did they take? Oh, do we know how many millions United took? United to my money. Infrastructure. Right? No, they said that our mission is to connect people and unite the world. No, you just need to get people from one place to another and not lose our crap.
Looks like they got $5
billion. Oh, can we get some of that back?
Wow.
I'm just saying. I mean, just give us some of that money back, and then you can sit here and virtue signal about voting laws you didn't read, United. But seriously, though, they have babies that fly on these planes. Just put a baby, get a baby pilot. How many of those pilots are going to be babies? For real. Do dogs count? Like the animals in cargo? I'm just curious. This is just, this is like be clowning yourself for the sake of why. Just because you feel like you need to virtue signal? I love all of these people that are using this as an advertising opportunity. Right? But can I still make fun of Patagonia, or did I beat that to death yesterday? Because I ask, you know that you have to show ID when you pick up your curbside order at Patagonia?
Racist.
And the county that is losing $100 million from the All-Star game, Patagonia is going to give $1 million to these voting groups, which is going to totally help that $100 million loss. Oh, make sure to show your ID when you go pick up our $150 biker shorts. Yay. There's no reason to virtue signal. To jump on these things, it's stupid and it's pandering. We also believe in the right to vote. Here at Bob's Crepes, we love voting. And also when you buy our crepes, stop seizing on these. It's not an opportunity for you to decline yourself for advertising. I'm kind of scared to fly with United now.
Me too.
We don't at United. We don't give a rat about your qualifications as a pilot.
I gave up on United. Remember when they were beating people up and throwing them off planes? I was like, you know what? I'm not going. I'm not using United anymore. I'm sticking with Southwest.
Oh my gosh! Let's just like everybody fly the plane. I love it how it's not merit. It's Well, let's see. We have 10 vaginas and 10 this, and I'm just, oh my gosh, stop it. Yeah, they are. If there are lady pilots, I don't. But that you're making that over merit the issue. Would you do that with a surgeon? Here at Heart Surgery Center, we really want a diverse group of surgeons. So wait a minute, how are you hiring? Well, we first look at what people look like. You know, in the name of anti-bigotry, we judge solely on what people look like. Wait a minute, how is that? Isn't that bigoted? No. Because infrastructure.
For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if he's trying to be a helpful husband or what. This Florida man was sentenced because he was trying to help his wife fake her death. Now, hold up. This technically... Why is this in a Florida man category? I'm trashing the story. This is a Virginia man.
What?
How dare this Virginia man try to mask it? No, I'm not doing that to you.
It was so Florida man sounding, though.
We've got actual... So, let's do this one. WOKV. Oh, my gosh. A Florida man was arrested for giving Botox injections without a license while drinking Four Locos! Jacksonville. 47-year-old Florida man, he was doing botulism treatments without the proper certs, and he was also like drinking a lot of Four Locos. Oh my gosh, it was a Botox and Bubbles event. Never do these, everyone. Please never do these. Nelson Turin, he was arrested for practicing or attempting to practice medicine without a valid medical license. Oh my gosh. And he did discounted treatments in exchange for cash. And yes, he was drinking. Oh my. And this is how bad things happen. This is how you have a bad day. Oh, and he had lidocaine and a bunch of other stuff he's not supposed to use. Do you have to have a license to possess lidocaine?
I thought so.
Oh, interesting. Not that I have it. I just didn't think that it was a controlled substance.
Injecting people while drinking?
Because like lidocaine, like you gargle with it. Well, that's liquid lidocaine. Right, sometimes when I would have strep, my ENT would give me liquid lidocaine to gargle.
Right. It's like that what's in Kitty Ora gel or whatever.
Yeah. Interesting. So yeah, he's in a lot of trouble, and I don't know anything about his clients, but I mean the fact that he was doing that and drinking Four Loko is ridiculous. Oh my gosh, please don't ever do anything like that, everybody. Okay, don't do it. Let's see here. Oh my gosh, there was a video of two alligators fighting that 1,000 Florida people sent me, and there's nothing with it. I don't even know where it is. But so I'm like, okay, there's two. Isn't that every day for you? Like you just see two gators fighting. A naval mine washed ashore on a Florida beach in Lauderdale by the sea. Florida beach goat. I honestly did not realize that was that big. It's actually quite big. They called out the sheriff, and then the sheriff called out the bomb squad. Broward County Sheriff, they discovered it, the mine, around 2:30 in the morning. And the mine was marked inert, which means that it could have been a dummy mine that they use for training purposes. It was safely removed. U.S. Air Force is re-examining it to find out more about its origin, but it just washed up on the shore. I'd go touch it. I would. I'd be like, wait a minute, let me go see. Want to touch? No.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.